seventh year, Jehoiada gathered his courage and took captains of hundreds. Azariah, the son of Jeroham, Ishmael, the son of Johanan, Azariah, the son of Obed, Maaseiah, the son of Hodiah, and Elishaphat, the son of Zikri. And they entered into a covenant with him, and they went throughout Judah and gathered the Levites from all the cities of Judah and the heads of the fathers' households of Israel. And they came to Jerusalem. The king in the house of God, and Jehoiada said to them, behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has spoken concerning the sons of David. This is the thing which you shall do, a third of you, of the priests and Levites who come in on the Sabbath, shall be gatekeepers, and a third shall be at the king's house, and a third at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courtyards of the house of the Lord.
Will surround the king, each man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever enters the house is to be put to death. Therefore be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. The Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded, and each one of them took his men who were to come in on the Sabbath with those who were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest did not dismiss any of the divisions. Then Jehoiada the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and the shields and quivers which had been King David's, which were in the house of God. He stationed all the people, each man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, by the altar and by the house around the king. Then they brought out the king's son and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons are When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she went into the house of the Lord to the people. She looked and behold, the king was standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the captains and the trumpeters were beside the king. The people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. The singers with their musical instruments leading the praise. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and said, "Conspiracy, conspiracy." And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were appointed over the army, said to them, "Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her is to be put to death with the sword." For the priest said, "You shall not put her to death in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and when she arrived at the entrance of the horse gate of the king's house, rejoicing and singing. According to the order of David, he stationed the gatekeepers of the house of the Lord so that no one would enter who was in any way unclean. He took the captains of hundreds, the nobles, and the city was at rest, for they had put Athaliah to death with the sword.